I'm Anjuri James Sawyers with GIS Evening News for Tuesday, April 4. Coming up, government lifts ban on corned beef imports from Brazil. Prime Minister launches 7th Biennial Diaspora Conference. And NIS reminds domestic workers that they can claim for maternity leave. The news in detail after the break.
Attorneys, accountants, business service providers, corporate secretaries, register now for the Jamaica International Financial Services Authority seminar on new legislation to support international financial and business services in Jamaica. Thursday, April 6, Knutsford Court Hotel, 8:30 a.m. Call 978-7755.
Now the news. The temporary ban on corned beef imports from Brazil has been lifted with immediate effect. Minister of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries Carlos Muda says the decision follows tests conducted by the Ministry of Agriculture locally, which found that the items met the acceptable standards. A technical team also visited Brazil from March 29 to April 2 and inspected two facilities which export most of the corned beef brought into Jamaica. Mr. Samuda says the facilities were found to be in compliance with international quality and safety standards.
As a result, the ban on the imported and sale of corned beef from Brazil has been lifted with immediate effect. That means that all imports en route, all stocks of corned beef that were quarantined, all stocks of corned beef in warehouses, on the wharf or elsewhere, destined for distribution across the country, can now be released for distribution.
The temporary ban was imposed on March 21, following reports from Brazilian authorities that several major meat processors in that country have been selling rotten beef and poultry. Mr. Samuda says the Agriculture Ministry will continue to monitor the situation. The 7th Biennial Jamaica Diaspora Conference is slated for July 23 to 26 at the Jamaica Conference Center in downtown Kingston. Prime Minister Andrew Holness has endorsed the event with the theme Partnering for Growth. Mr. Holness says this year's conference has been reshaped to be more solutions-oriented and will target wider stakeholder involvement. He notes that the role of the Diaspora Task Force cannot be overstressed, pointing to its engagement in work targeting agriculture, education, crime intervention and prevention, and technology, among other critical areas.
These focus areas give critical input for the conference, as well as help to demonstrate best practices which may be incorporated into our strategic plans and programs.
Mr. Holness was addressing Tuesday's launch of the Jamaica Diaspora Conference. He says the aim is to use the conference to create networks, including building on the value of public-private partnerships that will redound to the benefit of Jamaicans. Prime Minister Andrew Holness is assuring tourism stakeholders that incorporating the Tourism Enhancement Fund TEF money in the Consolidated Fund does not mean it will be spent in a reckless and irresponsible manner. Mr. Holness says while he understands the concerns of tourism stakeholders, good fiscal management of the country's resources dictates that there has to be greater central direction.
There in no way could the government pursue a policy that would be inimical to the development of the tourism industry. And I want to reassure the tourism industry that the government will ensure that the development plans that you have are all financed and facilitated under the new model of public management of our resources.
Prime Minister Holness was speaking at the groundbreaking ceremony for the Excellence Group Luxury Hotels and Resorts in Oyster Bay, Blue Waters, Trelawney recently. And domestic workers who are contributing to the National Insurance Scheme, NIS, are being reminded that they can claim for maternity leave allowance for a maximum period of 8 weeks. Director of the NIS, Portia Magnus, says the provision under the National Insurance Act of 1979 aims to ensure that these workers' rights are protected.
This benefit is for a domestic worker. The maternity leave law doesn't make provision for domestic workers to be paid while on leave, right? On maternity leave. And so this is where NIS kicks in. The only requirement, though, is that the woman would have been contributing to the NIS prior to becoming pregnant.
Maternity leave allowance can be claimed no earlier than 11 weeks before the expected date of delivery and no later than 6 months after delivery. The allowance is equal to the national minimum wage in force at the time of entitlement. That was GIS News. I'm Anjuri James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.